Raw Dog Kings in the building.
Yo.
Need a condom where? What condom?
What condom?
Introduction to the Raw Dog Kings,
the
baby.
Condom home on purpose.
Hey. What we got in store for them today, Driz? By the way, Driz, 7-fold underscore Driz in the building.
Hey, man, listen here, man.
Ganja Baby 305 in the building.
Hey, come on. What's up? Can we talk that Raw Dog shit, nigga? You seen that post that's been spiraling?
Circulating.
Oh, no, that's the word? Oh, circulating through the internet.
Spiraling is too.
It is too, but you stole the words from underneath me. Bruh.
What's that?
Miami and Florida's.
Woo! I've been told you that, though.
Number one and two in the United States.
I've been did my research.
HIV, bruh. Okay, I thought them niggas was lying.
Obviously, you don't listen to me.
All these years, they still number one and two, bro.
What's going to change? The only reason Atlanta number three is because niggas left from here to go up there, bro. That's the only reason Atlanta number three. If whatever bro, number they is, that's
all
the
these
reason.
Years, bro.
That's the real reason why them niggas up there in that average right now. But yeah, man, Raw Dog Kings. I ain't tell y'all we promote Raw Dog and y'all don't know the truth behind that shit, but hey,
niggas like Raw Dog
at all times.
Whether
nigga,
you promote it or not,
how
niggas
many people
like it?
Was born in the 60s got 18 brothers and sisters because they old boys out here Raw Dog and everything.
That was just a way of life.
Exactly, it need to go back to that. That nigga dropped 18 kids right now.
I know, like if I could do it all over again, kid, like, a nigga would have. Got reckless.
I've been reckless. Dropped 3 abortions on niggas.
Whoa.
I mean, I ain't approve of them, but it happened.
Still is. That how them hoes be saying, that's my testimony.
My option or whatever you call
my
it.
My testimony.
Yeah. Oh, that's a new wave too, right? It's been a wave, but
my hoes, testimony.
Yeah, hoes being testimony-ish. Always want to tell their story all of a sudden.
No, hoes always wanted to tell their story.
Man. I hear getting raped, not even want to tell.
Oh man, they come. Oh, never mind.
Coming out the woodwork.
Oh, they coming out, but you know, hey man, if that young lady got raped, my condolences go to her. But I wish her the best.
What young lady?
Man? I don't know. I'm just speaking in general. Whatever young lady.
Yeah, of course. You know, we don't support the shit.
Right. Niggas is wild
out here. Look at all them celebrities that's out here.
Raping hoes, dog.
I hear Bill Cosby and bitches.
Man. But you believe all that, though?
I don't believe he did 85 bitches. But if more than 5 bitches, yeah, I kind of do.
Now, I'm just saying, that nigga said, nah, that shit broke my heart when I heard they say Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah, that nigga, yeah, that's my boy. You can't fuck with Morgan Freeman. But he say he ain't do that shit. I believe him.
Why you believe him?
Because it ain't been 5 females come out yet for that nigga.
So Bill Cosby would have said
Bill Cosby had 42 bitches come out for him, bro. Just like man. Tiger Woods had 18 bitches come out and say they fucked Tiger Woods, bro.
Yes, yeah, over.
That's why you have to believe it. Because if it was just 1-2, yeah, fuck them bitches. You feel me?
Right.
5 to 10 bitches come out and say, yeah, this nigga did that. This. Okay, maybe it's not true, but. Damn, bro, you gonna think about it now, bro.
It's over for Bill.
Man, I mean, he's 70 something, 80 something.
80 something.
He ain't got too much time in prison, bro.
Damn, bro.
I'd do a Joe Paterno on niggas real quick.
Damn, Joe got found guilty. Wait, when did Joe get found guilty?
I don't know, but he died right before it happened.
He died, yeah.
Right before
I think he was getting accused.
Yeah.
And then he died, bro.
Like, ain't want none of that.
Joe was like, man, let me tap out on these niggas, man. Damn, that's crazy.
Birdman Sandusky.
Who be saying that? That's
Academics.
Damn, my nigga Academics was feeling it, though.
What, for X?
Yeah. RIP to X, man. Triple X.
Rolling peace, nigga.
Excitacion.
I don't know how to say it, but rest in peace, boss man.
Word, man. Damn, a nigga died crazy. Dog, niggas really be,
niggas really be watching you.
Time out, kid. Niggas really be posting, like, while a nigga dead, like. I saw a couple little snippets of people like recording him lifeless.
In the thing.
That's whack, kid. Like
only one person took that nigga post.
You can't say it. Niggas don't know how to take some niggas.
I said the same thing, but that one person at least knew something. You feel me?
Yeah, but niggas don't know how to. I don't
care about nothing else. The taking the pulse made it seem like Buddy knew what he was doing.
The majority of people don't know how to check somebody's pulse, bro.
True. I mean, you can go like this doing feel of a nigga heartbeat beating.
It's 10 niggas, bro. Only 2 people know how to check a nigga pulse.
Well, we the 2 niggas in here.
Nigga, I don't know how to check nobody.
I just showed you.
I think, but I won't really know. I'm just assuming. Did I really know? I'm just assuming.
Touch my, with your 2 finger, grab me right there and tell me if you feel a heartbeat.
I feel a little something, but I feel like you just nervous.
Nigga, it's a heartbeat, nigga.
That's not no fucking heartbeat, bro. Your heart in that dick can't be a heartbeat. Bro, it might be a, it's a pulse.
That's your heartbeat, nigga. This nigga says it's a pulse. What's a pulse, nigga?
Okay, I see what you're saying now. It's just a different term, bro.
Yes, but it's, that's
pulse,
not the only
your
way
heartbeat,
to. Bro. But it's that's what's leading for this pulse is leading his heartbeat, nigga.
It's leading from the heart.
If you don't feel that, yeah, you got a problem.
But you don't feel it on both hands.
No, I mean maybe. I don't know.
Nigga, I don't feel my pulse.
But I can feel it.
You can barely feel it, bro.
Because you're breathing lightly.
Why you was breathing heavier?
Because, bitch, I was talking the whole time.
Man, get the hell out of here. Damn. Excellent.
We gotta explain something to y'all today.
What's that?
Hood Nigga Hall of Fame.
Oh, Hood Nigga Hall of Fame. You get the definition?
I mean, we gonna give him a person. Like Nick Van Exel. Cause that's who we used earlier. So we gonna give y'all like why he's a Hood Nigga. He not a first ballot Hood Nigga Hall of Famer. Maybe he
don't
get,
even
like,
know
a fourth
what a
ballot.
Hood Nigga Hall of Famer.
All right, Hood Nigga Hall of Famer is what Nick Van Exel was. He was a well-known name in the late 90s, whatever. But he ain't gonna never make the Hall of Fame. It's just hood niggas like that nigga. Feel me? He might not get in the first ballot. Might not get in the second ballot. Niggas like Chad Johnson gonna be in the Hood Nigga Hall of Fame. First ballot.
First
no,
ballot.
No jacket, no ballot, man. That nigga just walking in. You feel me?
Whenever
that's
he
what
ready.
We mean. You feel me?
I mean, that might be a little indictment on the career, but...
Oh, well. It's the hood love them niggas. That's what
true,
that
big facts.
Fuck the white man. See, T.O. Well, don't even want to go to the Hall of Fame.
That
nigga walking. He a hood nigga Hall of Fame walking in with no ballots.
He tripping. You should go, bro. Ultimately, do niggas recognize what
T.O. did?
No, ultimately, bro, niggas don't care that you, what first ballot, second ballot.
Oh,
no,
no.
Is you in
niggas
the Hall of Fame?
Niggas don't remember that. I didn't know Shannon Sharpe took 6 times or whatever.
No,
three times. Chris Carter
took
was
6
times.
Damn, they tried that nigga, like.
That's like the third best receiver ever.
Not really.
Top
at the
10,
time.
Top 5. He was number one at that time after Jerry Rice. He was number one
time. But the thing is, at that time, receivers wasn't as respected.
Oh, yeah.
As they was.
That became when Randy Moss came
in the league. Yeah, like right before Randy Moss a little bit.
Then that's Chris Carter then. No. Remember, that's their league. That's their time.
Like, after Chris Carter went in, that's when niggas started respecting wide receivers. But it wasn't no wide receivers to go in until Randy Moss came up. I think Marvin Harrison made it.
Oh, yeah, Marvin.
But
he only came off of the strength of Peyton Manning.
That us.
Like, ain't nobody.
He not a first ballot. I don't think he
a hood nigga Hall of Famer.
Big facts.
I'll tell you that much. Edgin James a hood nigga Hall of Famer. Whether he make the Hall of Fame or not. That's probably, it's a couple niggas gonna be in
the crib.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be a couple niggas who might make the Hall of Fame for real. Still gonna be in our hood nigga Hall of Fame. Just off of that strength.
Like who?
Let's give a name who gonna make it in the Hall of Fame.
Ed Reed.
Oh, automatic. Hood nigga Hall of Fame.
And regular nigga.
No ballot. Just walk on in whenever you're ready, sir. And in the real NFL, that's automatic hood, nigga. I mean, first ballot.
Oh, Ray Lewis.
Man, that nigga a killer, so you know he a hood, nigga.
Stop it. He's not no killer. I mean, I forgot how that go. How that
he
story go.
He get accused. That's what that was.
I forgot how that story go.
You little killer.
Oh, man. That nigga redemption.
He tried to give his life up to Christ after he killed a couple people.
Oh, God. Only God can judge you, bro.
That's why he went to.
That's what niggas' favorite excuses when they do bad. Only God can judge you.
At 37 years in prison, only God can judge me. No nigga that wore about to judge you.
Like, damn, nigga, you was tripping.
Nigga, that judge about, I mean, that ward about to give you 37 years in hell, nigga. He talking about only God can judge you. Okay.
That nigga meet that boy right now.
Meet Millie. Definitely a hood nigga Hall of Famer.
He go, man, he need to.
He in the rap Hall of Fame?
Not yet. But he going, he got the right trajectory.
Yeah, definitely.
He going.
Nigga spend time in prison.
Oh, that's all niggas need, right?
That's why he a hood nigga Hall of Famer.
Nah, stop it.
He is, though.
He had the streets on lock.
That's why he a hood nigga Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but not because he went to jail.
No, no, I'm just saying. Meek Mill, the name alone is a hood nigga Hall of Famer.
Oh, I thought you said because he went to jail.
Nah, he a hood nigga Hall of Famer. Period.
Oh, man, he said it like them bitches.
Period.
Yeah.
Jason Kidd, I know he going to the Hall of Fame, but he going to be in the hood nigga Hall of Fame. Automatic. Mike Bibby, damn, that nigga got swole on niggas. Hood nigga Hall of Famer,
Jason
maybe.
Jason Kidd in the Hood nigga Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah, niggas love Jason Kidd, but he tripping. Mike Bibby in the Hood.
Yeah, that nigga was
Hall
a good
fame.
Ass.
Maybe
point
like
guard,
fourth
though.
Ballot, but he in the
Hood nigga Hall of Fame?
Mike Bibby, he in at least between the third and fifth ballot.
That new picture of him, that shit got
swole,
him.
Oh, nigga got D-Wade talking about, yes, sir, you dropped your shoe.
Damn, dude, D-Wade, sorry.
Oh, man. Definitely became a hood nigga Hall of Famer. He had an early Hall of Fame career, and then just the rest
early,
of it been
bro.
A hood nigga Hall of Fame.
Damn, yeah.
That's the perfect definition of a nigga that's going to make the Hall of Fame, but he going to always be a hood nigga Hall of Famer, right?
Because the hood got respect for him, but that nigga washed,
dog. Nigga, you see how much trash we talk about D-Wade right now? We used to love that nigga, boy.
But niggas know what? Garbage,
man. What? That after 09 D-Wade, I don't know about nigga right there.
Is it 09? I don't know.
That's the year before LeBron came. You remember LeBron came in 2010?
Nah, but he missed the playoffs the year before.
I don't care, but he was still D-Wade. He was Hollywood. Oh, he was hurt D-Wade. That's what I'm saying. Right there. That time right there. 2009, 2008. That's the last time a nigga gonna know Wade was a Hall of Famer.
Wade, man. Wade. Trash, bro. Now, why you plug
like
Gabriel Union?
Pedro Starkovic. Hood nigga Hall
of Fame. That deserve a plug, bro.
Gabriel Union?
Yeah.
Shout out to Gabby.
That bitch beautiful. Beautiful ass queen, bitch.
I don't know why he calling you that word.
I'm sorry. I want to stop that word, too.
He don't want us to proceed in this podcast. I mean, not proceed, grow in this podcast. Calling
oh, nigga,
beautiful
be
black queen.
Oh, nigga, can't be on NBC no more.
Fuck NBC.
Oh, first network this.
Fuck them niggas. That's who got Bill Cosby doing.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Right. Fuck, who embraced the niggas the most?
CBS, if they let Drake Champs get on there.
Hell nah. I mean, Fox. Them niggas made Empire.
Fake news?
Nah, Fox, I don't know how that correlation is. Fox News and
all them Fox.
And Channel 7. Oh, all them Fox, low
the
key.
Fox.
But, you know,
channel?
I don't know. That's important.
Channel 7 is our home channel. That's what. Once you get out of Broward, once you get out of, like, West Palm, Channel 7 might be another channel on up the road.
Yeah, Channel 7 probably ain't
gonna see
Channel
the same
7,
bitch.
But,
you know, see, it's gonna be a channel.
That's true, too, because I remember
it's
when I was.
It's gonna be a WSVN. That's what it's gonna be.
That might be true. Because when I was in Naples, I ain't seen no Channel 7.
Because Channel 7, you got to look for WSVN. And it's going to be whatever it is over there in their neighborhood, in their area. feel me? Remember, Fox is the network.
But you don't get the
WSBN is just the news.
But you don't get the same people.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're not, duh. How you gonna get the same people? They can't give you the weather from Miami and Naples, nigga.
True that. My bad. I'm sorry, man.
Fuck you expect that?
I was just explaining my concern. Nigga, mad I'm tripping.
You got a little violent in.
Threatening.
Niggas been threatening people a lot lately. Or? Yeah, I got threatened at work yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I seen you put a little post about that, boy.
Oh, shit.
You all right? You need to talk about it?
No. Yeah, no. I won't even know how full look if we was next to each other, nigga.
Now, that's the thing, though, kid. Like, when you be at work, niggas think because you're at work, niggas going to talk to you crazy. Like, I know niggas.
Bro, I ain't go crazy, though. That's crazy. I stay polite the whole time. No, I wanted to, though.
You got to stay polite.
I wanted to, though.
That's the thing. Man, I say it all the time. I be telling you, like, bro, these niggas wouldn't even talk to me if I was outside of work. I mean, these niggas wouldn't. These niggas be scared of me, bro, if I was
outside. Different, yeah. Different when you got on a uniform shirt.
And I got to be politically correct, bro. I got to say sorry for shit I ain't even do all the time, bro.
Always. I apologize, man.
I'm very sorry, man.
Honey, I'll say I always apologize. I apologize for whatever the situation was.
Nigga, whatever sound more sincere, boy. Yeah. I got to always tell these niggas sorry. Yeah. For no reason.
I don't do nothing. Co-worker fucking up.
Big facts.
Like that? Oh, no, we can't. I ain't going to say that. I'll tell you after.
That's
name dropping.
Wow. You forgot they were recording for a second.
They're about to hit you with something. Caps.
Nigga Izzy been tripping. I just made that name up.
I thought you were talking about Buddy from ESPN.
That's a nice name. If I have a daughter, I name her Izzy.
That's why they named that faggot Izzy.
Who?
The nigga from ESPN. Izzy Gutierrez.
Is his name Israel though? They just gave him that name.
Yeah, but I wonder why.
Damn,
fruitcake ass.
Oh man, come on, kid. Disclaimer. we.
All I say is a fruitcake, bro.
We don't hate gay people. Bro.
Okay, I just say your fruitcake. That's all. I can't say your fruitcake.
I just ain't like he hit it though. You know what I'm saying? I wish like he would have opened up, but all them niggas.
I guess it takes time. Because it just came, like, Dan Labrador just said it on the show like it was nothing. So, I don't think he hit it.
I think they was making a joke. I think they planned that, brother. I don't think people really knew.
Maybe.
And I don't think niggas ain't know, bro. Like.
I ain't know.
And you watch that show faithfully?
Faithfully. Still.
Hey, but money every got a day new on show. But
yeah,
shit,
High Noon. It's trash.
It's trash.
I don't like the nigga. That's what you let Pablo...
That's what you left Poppy for? Nah.
Yeah, bro.
He number one now?
Maybe that check, though.
He number one now, but...
Because it's at 12 o'clock. That's why
when
he's number
one
show.
When I say he number one, I say he number one, like...
Oh, it's his show.
It's his show. He Batman now.
I mean,
low-key,
that shit was...
But, low-key...
Because of him, it's the reason it is now.
No.
Highly questionable? Yeah, it is.
No, it's because of Poppy.
No. All right, understood. But it used to just be Poppy and the dad.
And then Bomani helped take it to
the Bomani came and took that bit. All right, they was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. Bomani came in and did the Jordan move on him.
No.
Let me tell you why. Because at the end when he left the show, that nigga Dan said this show ain't nothing without him. Like,
it ain't been the same since.
Exactly.
It's still straight, but it
because
ain't.
Because the only reason it's afloat... Like how you say Power is the only reason 50 is afloat.
Oh,
that show only afloat because of Poppy.
No.
You say 50 is only afloat because of Power. Yeah. And so Poppy, the only reason that show right now is still afloat is because of Poppy. Because everybody love Poppy.
Yeah.
And every time, and whoever
they gonna show respect for Poppy. Yeah.
Everybody love Poppy.
I mean, niggas like that show. You know what it is?
Go down there to the Cleveland.
Kids, you know what it is, bro? At the same time, bro, it's a lot of shows on TV, bro. Like, it's a lot of shows, period. Bro, like...
Every 30 minutes is a new show.
Bro,
somewhere.
Like...
Somewhere
it's a
TV.
New something. Bro, like... Bro, I low-key gotta... I pick, like, 5 shows that I gotta watch, and then... But everything else, I catch...
You gotta catch now. Power. Yeah, would, add that to your list.
That's number one. But my whole thing is I be on YouTube a lot. So
That's how I watch Poppy.
But I don't watch.
When I leave here, I'm going to watch Poppy.
I don't watch those on YouTube. I watch. Maybe I got to catch up on watching that on YouTube.
Yeah, that shit's Poppy, 20 minutes. 18, 19.
Cut that. All right. But I got to watch that, my Everyday Struggles. I got to watch all my Breakfast Club.
I don't watch that, but I watch some Breakfast Club.
I got to watch all my Breakfast
Club. I don't watch it ever since Joe Budden did.
Oh, well, Joe Budden was your favorite rapper?
Nah, I liked his viewpoints and shit on the
show.
Oh,
okay.
Because, yeah, you know, he don't go for the politically correct answer, so I liked that from him.
He was a little more controversial. People liked his take, you know, say it on things.
Maybe why I told you, I'm going to say it on here so it's on record.
What's that?
I cry if Skip Bayless die.
Oh, man, you true. I won't.
It ain't going to be like sad cries, a happy tear.
It'll be touching, you know. I know they'll talk about it on
That's
first
That's somebody
we've
been watching since
Cold Pizza.
Middle school, what? Nigga. What you mean?
A lot of niggas don't know what Cold Pizza
is. Niggas don't know who the host was. Who the next nigga was.
Niggas don't know Woody Payne.
And they see that nigga on around the horn. And
they still don't know he was on Cold Pizza. Oh, he's the one that popped Skip Ball.
The reason Skip told that nigga to his face when he came back. He said, so I think it was 2 or 3 years later, so Woody finally came back. He was like, oh, this the man that said the show wasn't going to work when he left. And he said that shit live on TV to his face.
Skip say that
to Woody. Because Woody left, he said, oh, once I leave, this show ain't going to be nothing.
Oh, well, he thought Woody, oh, damn, Woody thought, Woody did have a little confidence.
He did was like that boy, though, at that
he
time.
He was. Yeah, he was. The show took a minute to go, but you know where it was, Poppy?
The boy that was in the middle, he's still on ESPN?
Nah.
Jonathan?
Jay Crawford? NBC?
Yeah, Jay Crawford.
Hell
what,
no.
He on
man,
NBC?
You remember when ESPN did that big ass cut?
Oh, he was one of them?
He was one of them, bro. Nigga couldn't believe that.
That's where Mark Stein got cut off,
cut too.
Yeah,
how you cut Mark Stein, bro?
Them checks must have been little checks then compared to everybody else's checks.
I don't know. Jay Crawford, now. Jay Crawford getting big bread.
Now, definitely.
Before?
He definitely can ask for.
Nigga, that even the other little
where you
chick,
say he at though?
NBC? I don't know where he at. I don't remember. But he not on ESPN no more.
I'm surprised he didn't go over to Fox.
I feel like
damn, they took my girl away and put her on Carlin. Joy Taylor.
What you mean? We took her from where?
Undisputed. She ain't the little. She's the new black girl we was talking about this morning is the new host.
What you talking about?
Undisputed. Went to Carlin.
Oh.
The Carlin show right after. That white girl gone. Whoever that girl was.
Oh, Kristen. She created a lot of controversy.
She kind of low-key trash, though, for all the controversy started up.
Nah, I'm talking about they took Joy away?
Nigga, why you think we was watching the black girl today?
I thought she was on vacation, nigga, like
they
last week.
They said it in the show. This is your second day officially here.
So they didn't give Joy like a final goodbye episode?
They did, but they didn't give you a warning leading up to it. It just happened that day. That day.
What
it
you
was
mean?
Like, they didn't say tomorrow or 2 days from now it's going to be her last day. The last day, they just dropped it right there. And
they
was
said
like,
it was
they
her.
They said it's her last day. She going to Carlin tomorrow.
When was the last day?
The day before.
You got to text me that. The day before the first new host started?
No, the day before the FIFA shit started.
The FIFA started like right after the NBA. No.
Oh, nigga.
Right after the final.
FIFA started last week Tuesday or some shit like that.
But nigga, I don't know when it started.
It did because Tuesday or Wednesday because Russia just played today. Russia just played today, so that was the first team that played. So they already
went
around.
I think they played Monday.
No, they ain't played.
Monday was the only team that played Monday, and then FIFA opened up that Tuesday thing.
Well, then I don't know how that go with them. Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, whatever.
I think
that last fucking episode was that day right there.
Whatever, bro. I just
wanted
you to know that.
And then FIFA started.
That's not a good enough clue, but.
All right, brother. The day Russia played was the day before that day was their last day. That was her last day. Whatever day that shit was, the day Russia played.
I'm not Googling it, but damn. Yes. So, but then why Colin? Colin's show not better than the.
If you get maybe more pay, or they give you, if you feel that's a better opportunity, then you go take it, bro. Ain't like they gonna be mad at.
Colin's show not better than Undisputed though, but
he
maybe it causes a lot of controversy. What controversy?
He always talks some crazy shit.
Hell no, I never heard him cause no controversy.
Shit,
I ain't hear that nigga cause no controversy in 7 years.
Shit,
bro.
Why you think he left ESPN?
Niggas wanted a new start. FSN was new.
Maybe, but
nigga, to live in the West Coast, LA,
they
like
love that. All them niggas love that.
He talked about it in one of his first episodes, but I remember
he
that.
Love all that. He said that.
Even
shit.
Skip talked about it when he said he decided
that
to
California.
Like, exactly.
He didn't really want to leave.
Okay, that shit hard.
Yeah, the wifey. How you feel? Let's go over there. See how they loved when they came over here or whatever.
That lifestyle different living that.
I say over here.
East Coast cold all the time.
We ain't in LA. Fuck going on.
LA life different, man. I'm talking like I know it. I don't know that LA.
I'm sure it is, though.
It is. No, big facts, man.
I'm sure just when you went out the road to Naples, that shit was different, so.
Oh, different? Like it's more slower pace.
So that's different right there.
Yeah. But different ain't always better.
We ain't say nothing about better. Oh, we said it was different.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, it was different.
Because it had to be. Because I'm sure the nearest gas station wasn't high. You got 5 of them shits right here.
Oh, no. Yeah, I seen it.
As soon as you step
everything
out.
Everything kind of far.
Exactly. Because everything kind of country over there.
A lot of field, a lot of space.
Niggas ain't come out the hotel. Unless it was for work.
What? Ain't go out to eat. I said, there were no hoes up there, dog.
Or the room service, bitch. Or the room service and fuck the hoe that come up there.
Damn. I wish I would have thought about that.
Fuck you mean? All them pornos you watch, you get no idea.
I ain't watching no porn up there.
I ain't say up there. All the porn you've watched, you didn't get that idea.
I don't watch porn.
There you go.
I don't. I don't watch. You call me a liar, man? There's a lot of young boys who don't know who Pinocchio is.
I call a spade a spade. You know?
Shut your ass up, nigga. It's a lot of
low key. That's that little wave coming back, calling niggas a spade a spade.
Who called who a spade?
I don't know, but I heard it recently.
Ain't nobody said that line, nigga.
I've seen it on IG.
Well, you didn't see that line in nobody's movies.
Oh, no, I ain't saying nothing about movies. That's nigga, you ain't seen
no good quote to that line from nobody recently.
Nigga wanna always be a hater.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bro. Why'd I be a hater?
Niggas a hater. Damn, both our fucking countries ain't in this World Cup.
Damn.
Sorry ass islands.
Well, but you can root for a lot of other ones.
Root for Brazil.
Yeah, you got a lot of dynamic.
A lot of options.
Mexico.
Portugal.
Oh, man. That's a tough decision.
Argentina.
Oh, damn. You got a tough decision. You got to pick one right now.
Brazil.
Pick one. Oh, that's who you pick?
Their team is, Spain, really. That's who more.
They don't look like you, though.
They more stacked, though.
They way more set. Them niggas got some of the. They got
that's
like,
why I'm surprised. That's why I know Ronaldo like, the best.
Them niggas got like seven.
Speaking of, we got a CR7.
That nigga, kid, he had the LeBron JR game. Only thing JR didn't fold for him.
Who?
CR7. In that game one. If you had to look at it like that, I know it's only one match.
But he didn't even have a JR.
He had 51, but he didn't have the... LeBron would have been that nigga if he didn't have the JR. So Ronaldo had the LeBron game without a JR.
Well, just say he had a KD game 3, bro.
Hell no.
What?
He had a,
who won the game?
But he didn't win. That's
well,
a
that's
thing.
A win, low-key. That's low-key a win
no,
for him.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
That's low-key a win.
But no,
I don't care if it's a tie.
It was
low-key
a win for
win.
LeBron, too, because...
No, that don't
like,
count.
Niggas like...
That's an LL.
Nigga ain't be like, no, he dropped 51, but he lost.
He
niggas
did
like,
lost.
No, niggas like, he dropped 51, but JR folded on him.
Don't
so
matter,
that's a
he
w.
lost. He
no.
gave up after halftime.
Stop it.
Gave up after halftime.
That niggas want LeBron to be perfect.
No, I want him... He couldn't help that moment right there.
He can't, bro.
But he didn't have to show up JR them at that when he sat down.
Bro, sometimes he you can't help.
Hold on. So if let me tell you why he can't show him up. Cause if you get to the podium and say, I knew that everybody knew what was going on, that means you knew that it was a timeout. So why when you get to the bench, you ask Tyronn Lue, do we have a timeout? And then
it don't matter.
He
still called it.
Yeah, you do this shit right here.
Cause sometimes you're not unsure, nigga. You still called it. He still called it too.
You heard what you said. You're not unsure.
You're not sure. 100%. But still, you know, he only fold if it's not, if he don't. It's not a fold.
You can't give me that with LeBron James, sir. That's a nigga that can remember what play happened with 2 minutes and 37 seconds left in the second quarter.
People choose to remember what they want to remember.
Nah, this nigga remember the whole game. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that, bro. That nigga memory is good. I don't want to hear that.
He remember pieces sometimes.
Nah, he remember everything. I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me that all of a sudden he don't remember they had a timeout.
You think he can remember everything? No, bro.
So you going to tell me LeBron didn't know they didn't have a timeout?
That's not the point, though.
What you mean?
But my whole point was, he still called it. Whether he really knew or not, he was still right. He only folded if we didn't have a timeout. But sometimes, maybe he thought they did, but he wasn't. Sometimes you think something, but you're not 100% sure. But you're like 87. That's still a good enough percentage to think,
call the timeout.
All right. So sometimes you just act, I did like that, right? Just to get that 100%.
That's not the moment to do this, dude.
Whatever, that's not what they lost. That,
yes, because nobody showed up yet overtime.
Nah, sorry.
Not a single soul on that Cavaliers.
Bro, they couldn't afford to go to overtime. If I could put everything
first
on
of all,
it,
y'all
when it went
the
to overtime,
nigga.
I knew it was
y'all
over.
Blaming the wrong nigga.
Low key, they is. It's on George Hill.
And
all this over.
87% shooting for a free throw line.
No, you know what? It's just the
pressure.
JR did something so stupid that you still gotta throw some of this assault at him.
Still had the nerve to say I told LeBron he got the opportunity to play with me every day.
That can't be real, bro.
Yo, Leo, it gotta be. It came on Bleacher Report when I saw it.
It can't be real.
I sent y'all a screenshot. Where it come from? Y'all tell me where that shit come from. That nigga JR, different animal. Damn, JR, you fucked up game one. Not really your fault, though.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You gotta make that free throw.
It's a 50-50 blame, bro. Between George Hill and JR.
I made that free throw, bro.
You got to, bro.
No question. No blame, none of that.
And all this out the window.
You never know. Them fucking Golden State niggas make a three from half court regular.
Cavs win that game one, they win the series in six.
Shit over in five. Golden State.
No, bro. Cavs win game one, they win the series.
This nigga here, bro.
Dead ass, bro.
Oh,
no cap.
God. No cap.
Come on.
That nigga still getting beat game
two. No. You bugging, kid.
How much game two they got their ass beat, bro? Because I know I only remember game two.
Oh, they got that work game two. Like, it was...
Yeah, what you talking about? Game three was tight until KD did that. It still was tight even when he made that shot. Yeah. Made niggas reminisce a whole year later.
Who?
It made him reminisce a whole year later.
Who's
KD.
Game three. Cam, bro, tell me, I seen that thing you posted today with Ray Allen.
I tagged you too. Yeah. 1-8, nigga.
Yeah. You never have no random niggas liking your little comments?
Sometimes, but sometimes getting follows from that.
Oh, what? Yeah. I be seeing, I want to be reading, ball alerts and stuff.
You having 982
likes. Dumb likes, right? And you read the comments, a nigga writes something and he get, 52 likes or something.
Oh, yeah.
I be like, that's kind of cool.
It depends. You got to write something that everybody going to like or thinking or something.
Big fact.
Everybody gotta agree to it. That shit crazy. No cap.
You know them bars, man. That's a song coming soon.
Nah, it can't be because I'm stealing from NBA.
Not you,
nigga.
I'm saying somebody else.
Oh, saying that kind of shit.
No cap.
Nah, you can't do it in that rhythm, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
I'm saying if that's the case, you gotta let NBA YoungBoy do it. Cause that's his style. That's his song. That's how the song. No smoke. These niggas don't really want whatever.
Niggas steal styles every day, B.
What? Tell Cardi B, huh?
Paul, man.
Bodak Yellow.
She a girl, man.
Still stole the swag, though.
It's your girl. Girls do different breed.
Oh, my God. Hey, what you say? They deserve a different breed.
They get different breed.
Nah, bro. They get different bread, you said? Or breaks?
Different breed.
Oh. No cap. No cap.
Nah. I don't like that song. Nah.
You would. Yeah, you would. If so. Migos make a song.
Migos can't make no song saying no cap, no cap. I like.
That's a lie.
Hell no. Niggas
have had y'all out here doing dumb shit every other song. You know, tell me them niggas ain't gonna have you talking about
dog, no cap. Dog, no come cap.
On, bro. What?
Wow. You remember when that nigga said Migos the savior of hip-hop?
Shout out to Larry.
Shout out to Larry, man.
Young boy.
Let's give a clap up to Larry,
young
man.
Boy.
Yo, young we boy laughed said, about that,
young
bro.
Young boy said Migos saved hip-hop.
Wow.
Without knowing what hip-hop is.
Wow. And now them niggas is the culture. Oh, wow.
Shout out to Larry.
Shout out to Larry, man. That nigga
old line nigga. Peace.
Bruh, that nigga saw the future early, bro.
Nigga saw it in middle school. Imagine wow. How we used to feel about niggas like
nigga,
that.
Nigga, we was laughing at that, bro. That was laughing at that, bro.
Imagine we made that statement in middle school. Said 50 saved hip-hop, bro.
Migos
saved hip-hop, man.
And took it to the next level.
Man.
And the niggas really is the culture.
Everybody want that. Well, all right. See, here goes the comparison on that situation. Because Lil Wayne was the culture.
Nah, he wasn't the culture. He was just the hottest rapper. He wasn't the culture.
All right. Niggas was out here wearing leopard pants like Lil Wayne. I don't want to hear that shit. Niggas was getting dreads like Lil Wayne and gold.
I give you the dreads.
And all that shit because of Lil Wayne. Niggas want to sound like. Niggas drink lean because of Wayne, bro.
Not just because of Wayne, nah.
Niggas, they ain't know nobody. If you ain't from Houston, you ain't no Pimp C them then on lean.
Like all Chicago niggas be drinking
that's
lean.
That's new. Though. That's new. Kanye West didn't want drinking no. What Chicago
don't count,
what Chicago rapper you knew
Chad,
before?
Kanye not Chicago, bro.
What?
Niggas don't.
What
quench.
Chicago rapper you knew before Chief Keef?
Lupe.
And he was talking about lean.
No, but exactly. Just because niggas ain't rapping exactly. About it.
So how niggas was gonna know about Chicago rappers on lean? If we ain't hear it, nobody was out about it, and all we knew was,
well, them niggas ain't just get young and Lil young Wayne. Grown adults and started. Nah,
for one, them Chicago niggas was listening to Lil Wayne on syrup and all that.
All right, and they drinking syrup and listening to it.
That's what that's about. Lil Wayne was the culture.
Right. He was the hottest rapper. He wasn't the culture.
Man, he was the culture.
Alright, even I say he the culture. Wow.
But that was my thing. He was let's say he was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. These niggas just took this shit to the next level. They Jordan that bitch. Mm-hmm. Quavo out here playing football on niggas and basketball looking like a A1 division superstar in high school. Out here winning celebrity.
Imagine if that nigga go to Alabama and start that wide receiver.
Getting cracked first game. Can't take no football here right now.
Quavo at Alabama.
Because he don't go to practice. That's why I always say, boy, one of these niggas give us a 6-month plan of practice, like how they get to practice every day in football or basketball. For me, it'd be a baseball. Nigga, give me 6 months solid.
Mm-hmm.
Of them boys throwing 85 at me. Speeding it up to 90, 92, where my eyes and my hips could catch that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, what? I don't know how I play ball. I was another Jason Kidd with a real Steph Curry shot.
One of the original OGs.
But I just liked it to pass the ball more. Older I got, let me stay right
what
in this corner.
What made you more excited when you drop them big, deep ass threes? Or you got the set, exactly.
When I played at different courts, I had a nigga I could throw an alley oop to. Oh, that shit used to be so sweet, bro.
You got a nigga you throw.
Where Kenny used to take me to. Yeah,
never encounter one of those.
Gene at Hibiscus. You remember Tall Black Gene?
I never played with him. I always played against him. Loki was trash.
He was, but I could throw up some alleys, though. But
he couldn't dunk like that.
Not like that, but he could get up there.
He can't throw him no alleys. He got to be the perfect running start to get the alley. He just can't get up and yam that thing.
That nigga, but it's I don't remember full name, but Kenny and me had a little nigga. Well, nigga was big, though, but just go out there and throw it.
Word.
Nigga, spin off a nigga. Ham! I was like, oh, this too cute. This boy.
That dunk was too cute.
What? Nigga, this. But yeah. What was the question, though? What I like more, deep threes?
Yeah.
Or the what? The pass? It depends, like, how my game was that day. You know you can always tell off your first shot when you get on that court. That shit finna feel or not. I know my shit wasn't gonna drop like that. I'm gonna find a nigga who shit was gonna drop, though.
It's whack when your jump shot be off. And you like, damn, I'm gonna have a good Monday out the court.
Go straight to layups.
What?
And you know I'm not getting paid, so I ain't trying to go to the hole.
This would be out there. I'm an HB legend. I'm one of
them. Antoine Walker.
Stop it. I was better than Antoine Walker, bro. I was Baby Barkley.
Ooh.
Baby Barkley. I used to get buckets, bro. It's a couple of niggas. The nigga with the Pontiac, I think he might be the greatest ever out there.
Ready with the braids?
Yeah.
Nah, how about Kendall?
Damn, Kendall's run Kendall was short, nice. Though. But it was nice.
Damn, I wish Kobe, our Kobe, would have stayed, like, really playing ball.
Which Kobe?
Desi.
Yeah.
He just turned out this.
Nah, he was a bust.
That cocaine. That cocaine different.
What else? Allegedly. Nigga just got to say it.
Nigga, it's a number one podcast soon. Nigga, we gonna say whatever we want.
Wild Dog Kings, nigga. Building, man.
Found your baby 305.
74 underscore Driz, nigga.
That's on IG.
Let's go, Mr. Lee the condom home on purpose.
Hey, what condom?
Let's go, baby.
Hey, you need a drop on the nigga mixtape.
I just got tested.
How you got tested? My girl got tested.
We got tested.
Drop for the both of us. Let's go.
She good. I'm good.
Hey.
Let's go. Rock Dog Kings. That's crazy. Damn. You bust out some new puss today.
How you know that?
I don't know. You said you're doing some whorish things earlier.
It wasn't new.
It wasn't new? No. Don't say the name, but it was.
I know it wasn't
new. Give me a little hand. Let me so I know.
The most recent one, you know.
Oh, where? Yeah. Shorty came back?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn, that thing. Ooh. I know you like flipping that hoe.
I apologize, listeners.
I know you like flipping her, Ken.
Yeah. That's how I saw that,
XX? XX Dime?
Nah, oh, nigga, that's how I saw Shorty looked it rough today. Because when she came to the door, she was out here walking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, no, that's a different Shorty. No.
You said the color already, that one.
Oh, where, that one?
Okay. She was here.
I saw somebody else earlier. Well, go ahead.
Nah, not at my crib.
Okay.
Well, if you did.
Oh, she was in there already.
When I came out, they opened the door, Shorty was outside. I hear them somewhere walking. I get to the map. And when she left, I came out. She left. I came back upstairs, looked through the window while she was leaving. And at that time, that's when I saw Lover Boy picking up.
Well, I'll be quiet. Shuddy. I don't know what was the point of that, but what was the point of that soliloquy?
Dumb nigga big word.
Was.
Definitely can't use it. Them niggas can't even say what that mean, what that feel, nothing.
Nothing. Bro. Niggas ain't got no clue.
Oh, nigga heard that and just. Next time
skip, skip round it.
They skip round it. The next time they get around some niggas that don't know, they gonna use that
stop
word.
It. That word, so, dumb niggas don't even know that word. They don't even know how to ask ask no questions about it. Dumb niggas don't even know how to ask no questions about it, bro.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
This nigga got one light, by the way.
Who?
This dude right here. Or female. I bet.
Who?
Never know who it is.
Who? Soliloquy. Damn, but damn, you be beating that pussy up.
Hey, excuse me, I apologize.
That's what's up, man. Damn, I like that hoe. Damn, it should have been me. You know what I'm saying, but you know, every dog have his day. That's what's up, though.
Right.
You ain't never gonna get it raw, though. Like, you don't want it raw. No? Niggas always want easy puss and then second guess it. When, you know.
I like that danger.
Whoa.
I like that I'm gonna fuck you raw today. I ain't gonna see you for like 8 months.
I don't like that.
Niggas be scared.
What?
They see you in 8 months and see that plugged up.
Come on, belly. Bro. Nah, not even a plug that belly kid. I hit some shit. I bought some shit down from Boston. I ain't never seen this hoe again, bro.
Nigga leg shaking as he telling me this story.
Wow, nigga nervous, bro. Oh, not at all. Stop, nigga leg shaking for real.
Nigga but, scared.
Nah, man.
You gotta wait till his girl get tested.
Nah. God damn, dog, that shit crazy. Almost bought a Stanton jersey today. Strikeout King. That nigga's balling though, but they not number one in the conference right now.
Who is Boston?
Yeah, I think it's Boston.
I thought they had.
I'm about to get on my baseball shit now.
It's only FIFA in that.
Oh, you're not sure right now. Baseball got to be on. Oh, damn, baseball getting that work right now.
Because of FIFA?
Because of FIFA. Everybody watching FIFA. But they don't even talk about baseball on, like.
It's not popping right now.
But it never popping, boy.
Somebody need to hit a nigga across the head sometime.
Somebody need to call a nigga a nigga.
It's too much Chico. They can get away with all that shit.
Serve some real controversy.
I be one of them cracker closers. Because you know mostly, no, now that switch that they got a lot of Hispanic closers. But before it used to be nothing but white closers and shit like that. And they got these old school white boy closers. Like, man, this fucking nigga play for...
Nah, they don't have that trouble in
baseball. Nah, they don't have it. Every blue.
They don't moon, even mess around with that nigga word.
Like, all that thing, the last nigga was John Rocker. You remember that nigga? Hood nigga Hall of Famer, if you remember John Rocker from the Atlanta Braves. Cracker.
Nah.
Called hella trouble. Cocaine, I think, too. Is Drew Gooden, hard hood nigga Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He was an underachiever.
No, it wasn't Drew Gooden.
Nigga was supposed to be like Drew Gooden was supposed to, who was lit like Drew Gooden?
Hey, you not ever see
like Jermaine O'Neal.
You ever see that team D Rose took to the Eastern Conference Finals?
No, don't do that.
Hey, this nigga had a nigga.
They played their role. They did their AI shit.
Bro, this nigga had a shooting guard that averaged 7 points a game, bro.
Because he averaged 30.
Fool nigga had Joakim Noah.
Carlos Boozer was that nigga at that time. Yes,
that
he was.
No, not at that moment. That one.
When he went to the Eastern Cup?
Yeah, against LeBron, he wasn't that nigga
yet.
Yes,
he was.
He became that nigga after
that. No, he was that nigga.
Yes, bro, I'm telling you, I'm watching this shit. This nigga was not that nigga.
Yes, he was. Joe Kim.
Remember, he had to become that nigga when D-Rose got hurt. D-Rose wasn't hurt yet. Remember that.
All right. D-Rose was that nigga, but Joe Kim was that nigga.
He was the glue. He was their Draymond Green, basically.
Exactly.
But he became way better Draymond Green after D-Rose got hurt. I'm trying to tell you.
Nah.
This nigga was getting triple doubles and all kind of shit. What I'm saying with? Yeah, but anyway, nigga took Luol Deng.
He was that nigga too.
Nah, he was all right. Niggas averaging like 16 points. What nigga? Seven. That's them Scottie Pippen numbers. It's Scottie Pippen, the motherfucking what? 50 top player in the NBA. How? How he ain't get bumped out yet?
Stop it. Scottie was that nigga. See, his 15 back then.
Jordan averages 30.
His 15 back then is 22. It's 24 right now.
Bro, Jordan averaging 30 at these moments.
No, Jordan. Jordan's different, bro.
And you averaging 15, 14, 16.
No, but his
16.
15 back then. But a game high used to be like 90 points. 105. That's some niggas really push it. But games used to be in their 80s, bro.
So what you saying? That Phoenix broke that system up?
Mm-hmm. Not just, Phoenix was one of them, bro.
Them games was low scoring. Like, I remember some of them NBA final games used to be 79-84.
What? That had to be like Spurs. Spurs versus Pistons.
Yeah, so what? I think it was.
Oh God, man, that's
one of the most.
Just one of the horrible finals ever.
They beat the Lakers.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Golden State Cavs for the sixth time than watch. Pistons versus Spurs game one.
Nah, I don't want to see this shit no more. Stop. I don't mind if I see LeBron, but I got to see some more niggas with him, man. Tired of seeing
niggas
gentlemen sweet.
Niggas tired of seeing tired of seeing Kyle Korver. These big moments.
Tristan Thompson. Can't get you 8 rebounds no more. What the fuck happened?
Nigga don't get one offensive rebound. He done for the night. Like, that's his little trigger. Offensive rebounds.
Hey, man. LeBron need to go to New York, nigga, man.
Start over now? No.
Let's start over. Get his new Curry.
Who's his new Curry?
Trae Young.
I don't know, boy. That's a...
Nah, but he don't like playing with
you. I don't think he's going to be that nigga like that, bro.
Hey, that little team in L.A.? Man, I wonder how they can make it work where they don't have to get rid of all them pieces.
They can't. Ain't no way. Boy, Pop want all that.
No.
Kuzma, Ingram, and Ball. And a first-round draft pick.
Hey, but that under Pop is a problem.
It will be a problem.
That shit gonna be a problem.
They're making the playoffs this year.
With that,
and they win in the first round, lose the second round.
Depend who they play.
Depend who they play.
If nobody got hurt and shit like that, you be careful with San Antonio.
Beat the Pelicans.
What? San Antonio with Ball, Ingram.
We'll beat the Pelicans.
Kuzma with a real coach.
Beat the Pelicans.
Them boys already in the gym trying to get swollen big. Right mindset, nigga, it's over. Ball about to be a daddy, too. Calm all that shit down. Get focused on basketball for real. Little big bro about to come in the league with him.
That nigga about to sleep. Hey, the Big 3 League started for real?
Friday, it's Friday.
Oh, this Friday.
Coming out, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Big ball of brand, bitch.
Triple B's. They ain't even promoting them ZO2, so they still on that.
I like the Melo shoes better.
They green though.
Green, pink, and some other shit.
Nah, come on.
You don't remember the ones I sent you? The bubble gums,
Yeah, send it again. I don't remember. Don't call me a dummy, boy.
big cats.
Look. What you gonna wear with that? That green?
Your thing coming this weekend, huh?
What thing?
You ain't got something important this weekend?
I ain't going.
Damn, for real?
I mean, I'm gonna go to maybe one event.
You paid all that bread, you ain't gonna go?
What's all that bread?
I don't want to say those numbers over there.
That ain't all that bread.
That's some wasted bread not to go to that shit.
Ultimately, yeah, it is going to be wasted bread, but it is what it is. Yeah.
You only going to go to one of them?
Yeah.
The white party?
Yeah.
The yacht party, I mean.
Because I ain't been on a boat in a long ass time.
You just want to reap that benefit.
Yeah. I paid for it.
You don't want to go to the, what's the other thing y'all had? The gala?
Nah. I mean, I might go, you know what I'm saying? Just, I ain't got no suit. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't go to 163rd and buy a suit, man.
I ain't buying no fucking suit for one night. I don't care that much.
Nigga,
I gotta be dripped up, kid. I can't have no whack ass suit.
You gotta come in there with that Gucci on. Armani.
By the bar, Shane, little prime. Boy, squeezing that velvet.
Shout out to Roro.
My God, rip them sleeves off. Oh, my dog.
Shit, crazy.
But,
and what was the
other thing? I might go. Yeah, a little picnic, a little Flutopia, but I don't know what that means. Like, you gotta bring your own float.
Niggas worried. Niggas can't swim too well.
Niggas don't want to get there and gotta go home. Because I ain't got what it takes.
Those toes in the water.
Oh, my God. Why you always do that,
all I bro? Said was go sprinkle his toes in the water.
You know what that's cold for.
You want to let the world know.
Oh,
I ain't say nothing.
Oh, man. New Orleans.
Raw Dog Kings in the building.
Tell you about the first time I ever went raw.
I know the first time.
Yeah, that might be the first time. But I ain't do my thing, man. I don't want to count that.
Yeah, I bet it did, dude.
Got a little horror story with that. That's a little horror story. All that blood could have gotten
the Halloween moon. 8, like Halloween 2, whatever that shit go.
What?
Nah, the movie Halloween, Michael Myers. Horror.
Word. Halloween time.
Maybe more like Freddy. Blood everywhere.
Huh? Haven't.
I said, boy, more like Freddy, blood everywhere.
Oh, man. That nigga did a lot of killing.
All right, what was your first time?
All in slow motion.
What was your first time, bro?
I mean, I don't want to go into dates and such. That might generalize a young lady. Oh, man, but, man, first time really going wrong? Damn, went wrong. But I was, nigga, I was holding my meat in my hand, nigga, looking at that shit. Pause. You feel me?
Pause.
You know what I'm saying? But, damn.
Big caps.
What the hell?
Oh, man, that's funny.
But first, yeah, that was my first time going wrong. But, like, oh. I was in that post. First time, bro. But I was scared, though, kid. I was scared because I always thought about like the HIV stuff and whatnot.
Hey, you don't care now.
Nah, stop, bro. I can't. Hey,
you're out here.
Bro, I can't. But you got niggas who think I eat ass, kid.
That's the funniest shit ever.
Niggas like, nah, them niggas joke about that too much. That nigga really eat ass. It's a debate right now. You got niggas debating on me.
Ooh, bro. Ooh, man, you gotta give that. You gotta give what the ladies say. You gotta give that tea up.
You got niggas debating right now. Some niggas defending me like, bro, this is a joke. They joke right now. And then some niggas like, bro, niggas don't joke like that, boy. Niggas joking about that shit when that shit real. When that shit true.
Niggas upset.
Boy, I'm upset. Nigga, this is that Drake. That new trash.
Ha 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 ha.